he said he doesn't want it to be sugar-coated and you're as hard on him as he wants you to be. Did you feel any need to kind of build up his confidence through this process, you know, what he went through at Notre Dame or anything?
Nah, I didn't. I mean, whatever happened there. It was going to be what, you know, our relationship, how we built it from the first day forward. And I'm pretty much a straight shooter, and I would think most players like it that way. They like to know when they're doing good, like to know when they're not doing as well, and what they can do to be better. So and that's the way I try to build it, not with just him, but with everybody. And I think if you do that with players, you normally get the best out of them because they know you're coming from a place that's honest. They might not want to hear it sometimes, but at least they know you're being honest with them.
Did you show you right away, though, that you'd be willing to accept that kind of
treatment? Absolutely. You know, I mean, that's our culture here, though. You know, with our football team, I think we, on offense, defense, and special teams, we tell all of our players. That's my instruction to our coaches. You know, let's be honest with our players. Let's tell them what they need to do better. Let's tell them what they're not doing and what they are doing well. I mean, there's times to praise them, too, but I think if you be honest with players, you'll get the best out of them.
Told us that you're going to ride this out with Deshaun.
Uh-huh.
But then later on you said he has to earn it week in and week out.
With his teammates. But I am going to ride this with Deshaun. You know, the good, the bad, or whatever comes. But earning it with your teammates is putting in the time every day, doing what you need to do as a quarterback in this building. Come early, stay late. The hardest worker in the building. That's what our quarterbacks have to be. Because I think your teammates are watching that. And that's earning it each and every day.
When you talk about writing this out with Deshaun and other situations in recent history, that, like Derek Carr, for instance, it hasn't always translated into a bunch of victories. So are you prepared, you know, to write it out through, you know, even if it doesn't translate into victories and just kind of brace yourself for that?
Absolutely. I'm just not swimming in that lake. That's all. But no, we're going to make this happen. We're going to work through this. Because I think he's talented. You know, I think this guy has the right stuff, you know, and I think if I'm worth my salt as a coach, I'll get it out of him. And I think if he's willing to do the work, he'll rise to the occasion. I think he will.
Was there any discernible difference in Deshaun today? Did he have any more swagger on the field? Did he have any more confidence?
No, I don't think he's like that. I think, you know, he's an everyday guy, you know, come in to work. Do what you're supposed to do. Do a little more. Ask the right questions and go through practice. So I thought he had a good practice. Some things to clean up, like normal, but it was good.
Hey, Hugh, you went through a fourth preseason game as the coach last year. How nervous of a time is that for you guys?
Oh, very. You know, because you know, until it's over, it's over. But when it's over, you know, you're right to the regular season, and you hold your breath because it all depends on how you play your players. And how you get them to and from the game. But it's another opportunity for us to learn how to go on the road. It's something we're going to have to do this year and learn how to prepare and stay focused. And I think that's good training for our football team because it's a young team. And so we try to make a huge point about that as we go.
Do you think most NFL coaches would like to use this two-week period just on the practice field?
Oh, we wish we could. Yes, there's no question. We wish we could. But we get it. I mean, this is a game that's scheduled. We got to play it. So we're going to show up and play, you know, and our players understand that. And I think that's the mentality that I want our team to have. You know, it doesn't matter the opponent. It's our preparation, how we go about that during the week. And then when they say play, we play. I haven't just yet. I think what's important is that we practice. You know, like I told our team, let's practice good. That's something we've done here. Over the last several weeks, you know, we're learning how to practice good as we get into preparation, you know, for everything that we're trying to accomplish on game day. So I'll let, you know, you guys know. I'll let our team know at some point in time. I'm sure all the players want to know, but mum's the word, you know. They told them we're going to practice. That's what we got to do to continue to get better.
Says that Brock is your backup quarterback.
Sorry?
Your depth chart says Brock is the backup quarterback.
I haven't decided that yet.
We saw four catches. They were all third down conversions. How important is that chemistry between him and Deshaun?
Oh, that's huge. You know, you have a guy that you feel can win and make plays on third down. That's what you got to do in this league. That's the money down. You know, everybody understands that. Normally you got to throw the football, and you do, and you got to have somebody that's going to make a play and catch it. And Corey made some plays the other day. But it's just like the rest of our football team on offense. We got to continue to get better. Keep pushing.
You mentioned the other night that three of those guys are in the mix for backcourt quarterback, Brock, Cody, and Kevin. Does that mean you're still deciding whether you're going to keep two, whether you're going to keep three, who's going to be here, who's not? I mean, is it just all still?
I think all that's on the table. You know, until we make a decision about our football team, I think all those guys have earned the right to compete for that job. You know, Brock, Cody, and Kevin. Watching Kevin the other night, he did some really good things, and we know who Cody is. He's played here a year ago, and we're learning more and have learned more about Brock. So I think it's only fair that those guys all have the opportunity to compete for that job.
Yesterday you were asked about the receivers and the production that you've had here in the preseason with him. Is that something that you're cognizant of as you go through this process with Deshaun and knowing that, you know, maybe that receiving core isn't where you would ideally like it to be just yet?
Well, I think, who's ever out here, one, we got to coach him, and our quarterback's got to throw it to him, you know. So who's ever here, we're going to continue to work with him and keep getting better and get the rhythm and timing of our passing game better, and that's just what we have to do. Again, I just think he's another young player that's in that process of learning how to play in a National Football League, and he's talented. He's getting better each and every day, and I think he's, he's chomping at the bit to be out there. That much I do know about him. He's always out to practice early. He stays late. He'll do anything and everything you ask of him. And guys like that, like I said, we reward. Those guys have an opportunity to go in there and showcase their talent and ability, and he's no different than anybody else. I think really good, but you're gonna have to ask somebody. Every time I say that, there's something falls off the wagon. But no, I think those guys are on schedule. I feel good about those guys, and we'll see. But I think we're getting closer.
There's a hope that Danny is ready week one.
I hope they all are. That's my hope. I haven't. Honestly, I haven't heard any of those rumors. I don't have time to look at papers or follow rumors. So, and no one's brought that to me, so I don't know anything about that.
The commissioner was here last week and talked about his goal to shorten preseason schedule. If you could advise him on this, how many games are needed to prepare your team for the season, practice games?
If I say something, then I'm probably going to offend a lot of other people. So I better leave that question alone, Peter. You've taught me well. Moving on. me and you have a personal conversation, Tony.
Where are you with the tight end group? It seems like you're playing DeVal and Njoku really late in these games.
Uh-huh.
Like you're asking one of them to step up.
No, I'm asking our young players to get better. You know, guys need to play. You know, we're a really young football team. I think you guys all know that. And just because they're out there doesn't mean that anybody's mad at them or they've done something wrong. Some guys just need more seasoning. You know, they need to play as much football as they can to get better, to get ready for the regular season, because some of these guys will be playing a lot of football. That's all that is.
How comfortable are you, though, with those young guys who aren't proving, and do you think that they can do it?
I'm going to keep saying we'll coach the guys that are here and get them to play. That's our job as coaches. So we'll find a way to get them to play.
Hugh, I know you're full bore with Deshaun, but there's got to be a little bit of trepidation.
Why?
No,
I've been down this road before. I didn't, make a decision to make him the quarterback because I had fear in it, where I was, not know how it's going to unfold. I have a vision for it. It might not go that way. If it does, great. If it doesn't, we keep working through it, But no, I don't. This hasn't, I probably felt better about this one, making this decision, than some in the past, because I think the guy can do it. I really do. Will it be hard? Yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to take a lot of work on his part, my part, our staff part, the rest of the team, because everybody's involved in this. It's not just me and him. Everybody's got to do their part in order for this young man to have success. So, but I think we all get it. I think his teammates get it. I think he gets it. I think coaching staff does. So we got to make this right.
When you were weighing everything, everything. Did you even look at who you had coming out of the gate the first couple of weeks, or was that a completely
Yeah, I knew who that was when the schedule came out. Yeah, I know it's Pittsburgh and Baltimore, two of the best, you know, in our division, and Cincinnati's the fourth one, and the Colts are the third one. So, no, I knew it was. I mean, I can't weigh in on your decision. You know, I think at the end of the day, you got to play who you feel's best. And
your confidence in Kizer, is it too soon to say this could be the start of a new era for the Browns here?
Yeah, I'll let you guys say all that. My goal is, you know, who's ever playing quarterback for us, let's get him to play as well as he can play and give our team the best chance to win. And that's the quarterback's job and his goal and his role. And but like I said, I think we all get it in this building. It's a team deal. You know, it's not just him. You know, he's a big part of it. Don't get me wrong. But the defense got to play well. Special teams got to play well. Offense got to play well. It's a football team issue when you're talking about the quarterback. And I don't think people understand that. So that's what goes into hopefully that's what went into my decision as well. And that's our goal. Win as a team.
Any
last one?
Were there any veteran players that you talked to about this decision before you
started? There are guys I talked to. I know everybody knows I talked to Joe. I do, you know, because I think it's important that our players know and understand, and I let them voice their opinion. And they all know that, you know, it doesn't mean I'm going to take their opinion, but I do listen because I think that's the way you should be, because this is their football team at the end of the day. They're in the locker room together, and they're on the practice field, and the blood, sweat, and tears is between them. So I do talk to several guys on the team and get a feel from them, but they support me 100%, and I support their opinions. Thank you.